Radical Muslim leaders boast, uncommitted movements sideline Biden in favor of Harris, votes still to be earned. By Joshua Klein on July 25, 2024. Radical American anti-Israel activists Linda Sarsour and CARE director Nihad Awad declared their uncommitted movement, which urged Democratic voters to protest President Joe Biden's support for Israel by casting non-Biden votes in state primaries, was responsible for sidelining the 81-year-old president from the Democratic ticket in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris, as well as for Harris's snubbing of the Israeli Prime Minister's recent congressional address. During a fiery protest in Washington, D.C., Wednesday, prominent Muslim activists Linda Sarsour and Nihad Awad, who serves as Executive Director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, made bold claims about their influence on the Democratic Party's presidential ticket. CARE is a Muslim advocacy group accused of having ties to terror organizations, and its executive director Awad declared in December he was happy with the October 7 terror attack by Hamas, a claim that led the White House to distance itself from the group with which it had consulted on its anti-Semitism strategy. Demonstrations came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in the Capitol to address Congress Wednesday. During his speech, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMN, mounted a silent protest, holding up signs that said, "Guilty of genocide and war criminal." The protest outside, dubbed "Arrest Netanyahu," saw participants burning American flags and an effigy of the head of the Jewish state near Capitol Hill. Protesters also vandalized historic monuments and clashed with police. Addressing the crowd, Awad and Sarsour asserted that their efforts had effectively removed President Biden from the top of the Democratic ticket for the upcoming November elections. Nearly half of Congress's Democrats, including former Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, skipped Netanyahu's speech. Applauding the boycotting Congress members, Awad insisted that the uncommitted movement was able to sideline President Biden, and we have to continue to put up our demands. If the Vice President Kamala Harris found a way to skip the criminal speech, what about those people who are planning to go there? Shame on them, he stated. Sarsour, who has a history of racist and anti-Semitic behavior in statements, attributed the president's decision to quit the 2024 presidential race to the movement. The reason that Joe Biden is not at the top of the nomination of the Democratic Party is because of you, my friends, she emphatically stated. She also credited their movement for Vice President Kamala Harris's absence during war criminal Netanyahu's speech to the joint session of Congress, as well as for the boycott by dozens of Congress members. Let us be clear, our votes are still to be earned, the 44-year-old Palestinian-American rabble-rouser declared, emphasizing the continued demands required from their supporters. Sarsour, a former organizer for Black Lives Matter, BLM, works closely with scores of other progressive organizations. A member of the Democratic Socialists of America and a popular figure in Arab and Muslim circles, Sarsour half-heartedly endorsed Biden only after he had selected Senator Kamala Harris as a running mate in 2020. It's no secret that I have disagreements with both VP Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, she posted after the announcement. But I know what I need to do, elect the Biden-Harris ticket and prepare to hold them accountable in the White House. In the past, Sarsour worked with the notorious racist Louis Farrakhan, speaking at a Nation of Islam event and defending his organization. As reported by Breitbart News, Sarsour, a leader of the BDS movement against Israel, has called for jihad, Islamic holy war, against Trump, while urging Muslims to declare that opposing Trump is a religious duty under Islam. Previously, Sarsour addressed the DNC convention in a caucus meeting for Muslim Delegates and Allies Assembly, stating the Democratic Party is absolutely our party in this moment. President Trump's campaign was quick to condemn her appearance, saying that Biden endorsed her extreme bigotry, leading Biden's campaign to distance itself from the Palestinian-American radical. Arab-American voters in various states have long expressed intent to punish President Biden in elections due to his stance on Israel and the Gaza conflict. The uncommitted movement among Muslim voters has surged due to anti-Biden sentiments over his handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict, with leaders like Awad and Sarsour advocating for an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. Over 700,000 Americans are estimated to have voted uncommitted in Democratic primaries to protest Biden's Israel-Gaza policies. In Michigan alone, where the president's loss would have likely doomed his re-election campaign, more than 100,000 Democrats chose uncommitted over Biden in the primary, indicating significant dissatisfaction within his own party. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.